Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Okay, if I'm having problems pronouncing my own name, not a good start. And God bless you, Neil. You sneezed in the middle of our opening, so I have to... I couldn't say it in the middle of the opening music, so God bless you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, we have a caller. We're going to get right to that call, but we want to let those who are listening and haven't taken the plunge yet to call 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, and you may follow us on our social media sites, Facebook and Twitter. We hope that you do. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, and we have Pat in line here. Short line that it is today. Hi.
Hi. Yes. I wanted to say, if you hear rustling of leaves and if it's too loud, I'm sorry. You can go to another caller, but I'm walking my dog Chance right now.
Okay. That's all right. We don't have another caller at the moment, so
okay.
we'll deal with the rustling if we hear it.
Okay. I've been this week, I can't believe how things just get harder and harder and harder. This week, things are just disintegrating. I've been dealing with everything really, really well, going through a lot of healing, big changes. But what's manifesting this week is losing work, having work cut in half, losing a job, and the bills are the same. I even lost a friend a month ago in like 9 minutes, and I've dealt with that absolutely fine. It wasn't worth the friendship of however many years when I crossed her and found out you don't cross this woman. That's okay. I don't know if I've completely succeeded in being lovingly forgiving yet, but that's my lesson to work on. I'm aware of it. But to have all this is, okay, I'm coping. Even my dog, the worry, week after week. He got semi-electrocuted last week. I'll get back into it. But to have the money get less and less, it just makes it all so tough.
I'm so sorry. And the dog got
electrocuted? You. Yes, this is something that dog lovers or anybody, people need to know. I was walking him. I live in the city now, and he went up to a metal light pole and screamed and fell back and then shook like crazy. And I thought, it looks like he got electrocuted. It can't be. I looked around for glass. I called 911, and then I called the UI, and the police came, and both those people were really jerks. Finally, traffic control came and tested the pole, went to the policeman with his back to me and whispered something and went to the truck. I said, oh, I'm going to find out. I went to the truck. I said, is electricity coming out of there? And he said, well, it wouldn't kill you, but yeah, your dog got 55 volts.
Terrible. Terrible.
And I Googled it. This is what's so upsetting, and I think I'm going to go to the news, is this is not uncommon in cities. And dogs get electrocuted, and people get shocked, and there's just negligence of wiring and cables.
Yeah,
and
you
bad
really
repair.
Huh? You know, You really should go to the news. I'm sure in your community they have, like in ours, there's like 2 on your side or 7 on your side,
yes,
or whatever. So you
exactly.
should definitely do that. The funny thing is, the other night I got electrocuted in
You're
my own
kidding.
House. No. So wow. I was laughing, not because the dog got electrocuted, but the shared experience. It was
yeah.
my own stupidity. I had wet hands and I touched a plug. But anyway, so, but definitely I would, you know, and if the dog, if there had been a fatality or an injury, the city would have been responsible for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
there should be more care for sure taken in that regard.
Oh, yeah, he says so. He agrees.
Did you hear him?
It's interesting. I realize he's no longer afraid to walk on grates. And so I just started and I realized you can't do this. You can't walk on grates or these metal doors on sidewalks.
Yeah.
And I took him for a walk into the city yesterday and I'm, you know, wow, there's grates and metal doors everywhere and metal poles. And it's after snowstorms or rainstorms. It's susceptible.
It really wants to be on the show today. By the way, hold on, Pat, just a moment. I want to acknowledge our caller, 920. We're going to be getting to you shortly. So we see you there and just hang out. We'll be with you soon. Go ahead, Pat.
I can't remember what I was. He's seeing geese swim by right now.
So your question.
Okay. Oh, you know, I mean, and someone just said, you're square Saturn, this Pluto, square this Saturn, square that Mars, square, square, square. Everything is disintegrating. Go with the flow. And I'm doing a good job other than the money.
Well, did you ever take that advice about going to a bulletin board? Did you ever do that?
No, because I had Chance was sick the week before with severe gastro and stuff. And honestly, I mean, I've got flyers. I just need to get around to put them up again. I've reached out to senior centers around here before. I've got it in the back of my head, but I never had success with that. The way things work here in this state, you know, some things work well in other places, but not here. There's an organization here that will do volunteer work for seniors. And anyway, I definitely heard Neil, and I've got it in the back of my mind, but it's not my first choice at all.
Yeah. Okay. So you had recommended your idea was for her to go to a senior center and put her flyers on bulletin boards, but she's saying she doesn't really, that's not her first choice.
Okay.
So there's a problem with money flow. That's the biggest concern right now, Pat.
Yeah. And it's just, everything is breaking down this week. And I know that that's all part of it. I can't take the finances away from everything else that needs restructuring, but it's
is there less work just because of the winter season? The fact that it's so cold there, walking dogs and things like that.
No, well, that's probably part of it, but I don't know if that has so much to do with me, you know, and what happens in my life.
Animal shelter. So what are you thinking? You should apply at an animal shelter?
Well, is there an animal shelter nearby?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of those dogs would love to be walked.
Right.
That's
volunteer.
It's volunteer.
And I really need to use my free time to try to paint.
Volunteer.
Not that
and
there's
I'm
anything
also,
wrong with volunteering, but you need to make money. So what about working?
No, I've done that.
What about doing something like that part-time?
I can't do really anything unless it's under the table. It gets so complicated when
you're
changing
Social Security and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you're limited.
Do you have any sort of credentials for what you do, any license, any
she does elder care to live in, all that.
Well,
I do.
You know, I mean, you can maybe hunt around and see if there's a lot of people who would love to have their dogs walked. I don't know if you live in a community.
I know. I do that too. I need to get around to putting up flyers. I just I haven't. I've been so busy with Chance and his sicknesses the past 2 weeks.
Well, you know,
I haven't
gotten
to them.
There's also, you know, there's pet events, and you go to different animal pet stores and put your flyer up there.
Yes, you're right.
Anywhere where people would go to deal with animals, you know, hair salons for dogs.
Groomers.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself, say what you do, get references.
What about also the fact that you're not like a nurse necessarily, but
I'm a CNA.
So you have like some licensing in the healthcare field too. I mean, it seems that might pay a little bit better than walking a dog.
It depends. I mean, honestly, I do what I can. I am really, really tired from this therapy. So I'm struggling with that. It's also putting me in a huge depression. So I'm really trying to do whatever I can bit by bit. I couldn't go to an event. I wouldn't have the energy to do that right now.
What?
I
couldn't go to an event. I wouldn't have the energy of that with all that I'm doing.
And you would, of course, need permission from the event in any way to pass out your flyers.
Well,
you can't just crash an event.
Can you tell us what you charge to walk a dog?
It's $20 for a half hour. And, an ad came up in a local thing for house cleaning, and I answered that. And I don't know if they've picked anyone, but I haven't heard. You know, it's just right now, the energy around me is everything is falling apart. For I know better things, but right now, I was just wondering, can you help me with energy around money, or finding work, or abundance,
we're trying to give you suggestions which might involve the use of energy. Sure, we can put out energy for it, and hopefully, it's going to work. But
okay.
So,
I mean, we can specifically work on it for you, like
thank you.
Starting today and keep you at the forefront of
our
energy
work. So it'll be a combination
of
working with energy on our part and maybe
thank you.
Looking around. I mean, depression can be very crippling. So, you're alive.
It is.
You're alive. You're living. You're helping animals. You're doing your best. It's a bit of a struggle, and I'm not minimizing that, but let's not over-dramatize it and throw depression in
That'll compound it.
I'm not. I'm just explaining to you. I'm doing better than ever with the depression. As depressed as I am, I'm not in a fetal position. I'm up and doing things.
That's great.
I'm a newborn babe with these changes, and it's slow and so on. I know it's all good, but right now, especially before Christmas, it's stressing me. And I know that's my lesson. I need to let go of that.
It's a real concern. So, I mean, what you're doing is explaining it and
find
a solution.
There are places.
Okay.
Just you look around. There's churches. You know, you talk to and you say, look, if there's elderly people that need their dog walked, Can I leave your name, my name here? I'm willing to.
I do. I was just speaking to a woman about cleaning this morning. I am out there and,
Well, then what we'll do, Pat, we'll put out energy for you.
Thank you.
See by the time you call, if there's some good news coming up.
I honestly think astrologically everyone's getting hit.
Some people have that perspective. Yeah, she's 7/12 of 53. She's a 28/10/1.
Okay.
You know, whether you think it's astrological or whether you think it's part of the personal code and, what karma is dealing with. I mean, either way, people can get hit for sure. But anyway, we have to move on to this next caller, Pat, but watch your email
on
Facebook. I have an article I'm going to share with you that you're going to really love. So watch out for that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Both.
Okay,
take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The one I showed you this morning.
Yeah.
So cute. Okay, 920.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We are doing fine. Thanks. How are you?
Well, I've kind of had a rough week with my girlfriend. She was having a really rough time, and she's worried about her finances. And so I was just wondering if you could see anything as to how I could help her in any way, shape, or form.
Is this a girlfriend, a friend, platonic, or is this like a romantic girlfriend?
No. Just a girlfriend. Just a friend.
Oh, a female friend. I didn't know. Yeah, I wasn't
she's
sure.
Just a friend. No. Nothing, no romance, no nothing like that.
No romance. Okay. It was the way you phrased it that left a little bit of a
question
there. No, don't apologize. I just want to clarify. What's your name? Linda. Hi. Okay. And
hi.
Let's get your birth date first, then her birth date, and then you can continue to explain to us.
Oh, I don't know if I know her birth date. I know she's got six in the fire signs. My birthday is 12/4/1950.
12/4/1950. You don't know her day, month and day, though, even.
It's April 9th, and I think, I don't know what, she's 62, so whatever that would be.
1960 to 57, is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
No, she'd be 1955, right? 1955. Hold on.
Sorry about that.
I know, she's 60, I was right the first time. So she would be born in 1957. Okay.
Well, she was desperate because her husband is such a manipulator and such a narcissist, and so she felt desperate, and he doesn't give her any kind of allowance or anything, and she's just been going absolutely bananas. So she got caught up with a scammer, and it got really bad.
What do you mean a scammer?
Well, I can't go completely into it because this is recorded and I can't say it out loud. But I'll just say that she got caught up with something she felt led to do. And she's kind
of
worried about
a money lending money or giving money to somebody.
Yes.
And was this supposed to be was there supposed to be a return for her of her money? Not only a return of her money that she invested, but like she was supposed to make money?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, your master number, Linda, and her master number, yours is 4 and she's a 9, and that's her month and day, month and day. So there's a strong connection you have with her on past life basis.
Did I add this up wrong?
And 23,
no, she's a 35-8.
When's she born? What year?
57.
Oh, 57. Oh,
57.
You're right. No.
So
forget it. I asked.
I have problems too, but I would just like to help her with whatever I can first.
Wait a minute. I'm saved by the bell.
The 4
your
and 4.
Your master number and her master number become your month.
Yeah.
So we resort back to some kind of past life connection. Well, it was there anyways.
Plus, their months become an 8, which is the month and day.
Yeah,
4 and 4
is
an 8.
And your day and her day become her first two numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we went through that.
Okay.
You know, I'm picking up that this woman, in terms of a lifetime conflict, there was something to do with religion. Now, this is a different topic, but there was something to do with religion or the church or something that somewhere in her history started to unravel a series of mishaps. So there's something regarding religion with her. I'm not sure what it is or when it occurred. But that started to unravel some problems.
So let's, because we have a little bit of time here, Linda, can you validate that, or is there anything you know about her being raised?
It kind of resonates, because she was told that she had past lives with the husband that she's got right now, and she's done so many things to help him, and he has just not been as forthcoming with her, just kind of like my situation. I have done many, many things in my life to help my spouse, so to speak, and now I'm spurned like I'm dirt at his feet.
Well, wait a minute, because there's a past life connection, so you both have that connection. Now, what is your knowledge of her sense of
religion.
Organized religion?
Okay, so I think she's going to like a Methodist type of church, and she's really seeking right now because she believes in Jesus and God really strongly in her heart, and it's fighting with the spirituality aspect of her. Because she's not sure where one crosses the line. And sometimes I'm there too occasionally. But most of the time, spirituality wins out for me. But she's at a crossroads. And she feels really torn. And she just doesn't know what path to follow right now.
Well, I imagine you're calling today the show on her behalf. Because it sounds like you're more interested in her situation and you're calling representing her than something that's going on with you personally. Is that true?
Pretty much, yeah. Although I could use it too, but that's okay.
Well, there's a link, you know. Both of you have a shared karma with your spouses.
Do you have a spouse?
So there may be some problem in your upbringing or her upbringing with a divorce within the family.
Do you have your husband's birthday, Linda? I mean, I imagine that you do.
Yes, yes, and you're going to laugh. It's 4/21/1949.
So that is the husband. So his year happened.
That's mine.
First.
That's not hers. I don't know hers.
Right. So Linda, his year, first of all, happens to be her month and day, 49. His birth date, as you know, you're saying we're going to laugh. Well, obviously, it's your day and inverted month. So 4/21 is 12/4, essentially.
Her day going backwards.
Right, going backwards.
Reflection.
Yeah, so it's a reflection. So you three are all, wow.
Well, is there any
karmic past life?
Were her parents divorced? Did she have trouble with the separation in the family?
Let's put it this way. Her husband has not been very faithful to her most of her life. And she has had to support the family in her younger days. She's supported the family almost totally for 5 years because of his problems, and he had many. And it was just very, very hard on her all the way through.
And she's got
her upbringing, her parents was.
Oh, I don't know much about. Oh, yeah, her parents. Yes, they've been divorced. Yeah, and she lost her mom, and her dad is something else, cute but something else.
All right. Well.
I feel bad.
Yeah, what you're presenting us with is a very dense karmic situation. And so you have to go into a deeper zone to unravel some of this. What we're discovering is that zone exists. We're seeing the basis for this problem, and it goes deep. It's a deep problem. So it's got a deep root. You just can't cut it on ground level. And I don't know, if she's got a problem with this individual and money and there's a situation going on. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to throw out a figure. You can keep quiet, but I'm seeing something around $8,000 to $10,000.
You mean in terms of what she lost?
I don't know where that's coming from.
Possibly.
But I'm seeing that figure somewhere in the midst of things. I'm not sure why. I don't know. But
I'd say you're pretty close, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
And
well,
I was not given anything, so I don't know.
Okay, but you're assuming that might be pretty close. Who was in the car accident in your realm of experience? Who was in the car accident?
Me.
Yeah. So you see, me getting in now, going over to you, is applied to the kinetic energy between you and this woman. Because as I'm reading her, I feel a car accident, and that pertains to you. So there's a link.
Okay.
And
well, we're
Jack?
Friends.
Who is Jack?
Well,
is there any Jack involved anywhere?
Jack? No.
No?
No, there's no Jack.
Well, you know,
maybe,
you know, because we're about the same age. What came up was Jack Benny.
In your mind.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know if there's any show business involved or anybody who is talented in any of these circles.
Any violinist?
Yes.
That's it.
There's a violinist, but that's my son-in-law.
That's okay. That's coming through because Jack Benny violin.
Well, Jack Benny played like he didn't know the violin.
Yeah,
he did. He was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, he was
very good.
He was
a serious violin player. All right.
And he's a very good one, yeah.
Yeah, and a very generous, a good man.
He's not.
Who, Jack Benny?
Jack Benny was, but...
Jack Benny, but we're on the Jack Benny subject right now.
I'm sorry.
No, Jack Benny.
That's something
I know. It was very loud.
Anyways, we're getting confused. Jack
Neil Benny. Loves Jack Benny, by the way.
Okay.
But back on the topic. So Jack Benny came in.
Okay. So
there's a violin piece which connects. So we're connecting everybody's son-in-law violin.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know. You could have her call us. I don't know what to give you. We're getting information that's valid, so that's nice.
Does she?
But solutions are a different situation.
So the husband does not give her an allowance. Does he know about her losing this money?
No.
So
and that's the biggest crush because they file jointly, and she's afraid and that because of what happened, whether or not she should file
separate. But I mean, it's hard to understand like where this, I mean, for instance, if this money was in a bank account, that wouldn't have any bearing on, you know, a filing. But maybe it came from somewhere else. I don't know. I it's confusing because we're not getting all the pieces here on the air.
I'm sorry. All right.
But,
well.
Does she work? Is she employed?
No, she's not. She's employed at home, working constantly for him.
What does he do? Does he?
Well, he's a CEO for a company.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm
part owner of it, so
she needs some counsel. She needs counseling, and
okay,
and
I will tell her that.
And someone.
And she called a lawyer, and she's talked to the lawyer, and the lawyer wasn't very helpful. Let's put it that way.
Well, she can always call.
We don't know all the pieces, so we don't know why the lawyer wasn't helpful. But
there's other lawyers too. I mean, sometimes you can get free consultations. You might be able to find someone who's more sympathetic to her situation or has a different perspective. Every lawyer is not going to have the same perspective.
What you should do, Linda, she's pretty vulnerable. So I don't know if you're very vulnerable, but she's very vulnerable, and you need to. I mean, if she's your friend, you need to extend caution to her, not do anything rash.
I told her that. I was very careful about saying that. I said, you know, you need to take everything into consideration and do the thing that is the right thing for you and in this situation, and really get your head around all the legal things. And that
Linda,
was the important thing.
Exactly what, I mean, you're coming to us and you're saying you want some help for your friend, but specifically what is her question? I mean, or what is your question for her? I understand that she has financial difficulties and lost this money.
Well, my question was, how can I best support her?
How can you best support her?
Caution?
Yeah.
By being there and listening to her and having caution. She's very vulnerable, so she's all over the map. She's being abused by people and taken advantage of, and she's not doesn't know what she's doing. Needs some counseling, so she has a very low self-image of herself.
Additionally,
right.
I would say, Linda, that you could be help her maybe get some answers. So if she is too overwhelmed to seek, you know, legal advice, you know, further than she already has, you, if you have all the details, might be able to talk to someone for her, get the ball rolling with other people, and you know, see if there's someone that is, you know, more suitable to her.
Could I ask one question for myself?
Sure.
Okay. I was very fortunate on October 20th, and I attended a fair, and I had wonderful reception by all the people there. I use something called wands, but they're zero-point energy field wands. And do you see anything in the future for me to be able to do more of that?
Wands, you mean
they kind of look a little like pens, but only the end of them have the zero-point energy field, and people are pretty receptive to me, too.
So are they
healing do you think
wands, or like, do you use them to tell the future?
Yes. No, healing.
They're healing wands. Healing wands.
Yeah years ago, I used wands briefly. So many years ago.
Okay.
If you got a good reception,
it's all up to. I think how what you're going to do is going to be up to you. I mean, you're going to have to put some effort forward if you want to do this in the future. I mean, it's not going to just magically fall into your lap.
If you got a good reception, then that might be your meet. You know, and you can start to
promote
yourself and do more than what you've been doing. But if you're asking us, can this be productive and fruitful for me? Yes.
You know, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but our past radio show was about destiny.
Okay, I'll let you go.
No, we're not done. We're still talking. I was interrupting Neil. Sorry.
Okay.
No, our last radio show was about destiny, and we were talking about people that are destined to do something, and no matter what they do, they are going to, you know, have this destiny occur, like people that are supposed to be or meant to be famous actors or whatever. So in terms of destiny, are you destined to be a wand healer? Not like a sheer destiny, but a creative destiny. So if you put energy forth, you know, you can manifest it.
Your karmic and transcendent sides are basically dealing with spirituality and psychic energy. So you have this quality about you. Your master number equates to balance, but it's not derived by factored into balance. It's factored into turmoil. 22 will be turmoil in relationship, which I hear you have a problem with your husband. And you've had for quite a while, so that's built into your karma. But your purpose in life is to find balance, and if you find that doing this wand therapy or healing presents balance for you and balance for others, that's your channel through which you're going to be able to express yourself spiritually and help others. So it doesn't matter, you don't need to be worried about the mysteries of the future. Go forward on this and approach it with assertion. and start doing it more okay. aggressively.
Okay.
Sounds
okay,
good.
Linda. Well, thanks for finding
Thank
our
you
show.
Thank you very much, guys. I'm
first conversation we've had. So
at least I can help Connie a little bit. So thanks.
Okay, great. We're glad.
Okay
take care.
Thank you very much, both of you.
You're very welcome. Okay,
bye.
And Linda can follow us on Facebook or send us a friend request.
You know,
all
back,
the above.
Back, going back to Jack Benny, Connie Francis.
Yeah.
Connie Francis was a guest on the Jack Benny show. And Connie Francis was, of course, a famous.
So maybe that's also why Jack Benny came in, is the name. Well,
yeah. And I was thinking about that show, too, as we were talking.
Interesting. Well,
Connie Francis had a terrible, terrible domestic life, too.
Why? Did you know Connie Francis?
No.
Your mother? No.
I
was thinking of
Well, I've done a lot of stars and stuff, but she. No, she.
Maybe your mother
I
had
was
a famous
too young.
Friend. Who was her? Oh, God.
That was Gogie Grant.
Gogie Grant. That was your
Gogie Grant,
friend.
The Wayward Wind.
Okay.
But Connie Francis was that Italian heartbreaking songs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're now having the opportunity here to talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's weird because we all meet some kind of karmic energy while
well,
we live and breathe.
Yeah, and I know where we're going with this.
Well, where I was going with it was Pat's dog getting electrocuted.
Oh.
Mildly. That's an energy field. That's a form of energy, dynamic energy. Thank God it didn't kill the dog. But we all run into these, and Linda was in a car accident. We picked up that she was in a car accident. We all run into these tunnels, these vortexes, these intersections of energy where the present collides with the past, meaning past lives, and it sparks something. There's an explosion, lightning. And then the intensity of the karma will
right.
signify the result of the impact.
And where I was thinking you might be going with that is not where you were going, but where I was going to, now I'm going to go there. And recently we had in our area a family that was hit by a drunk driver on Halloween, trick-or-treating with the son, the whole family ended up dying. The mother survived for a short time after, a few days after the crash, but all three died. So, I mean, that type of karmic intensity is, I mean, then we're on the
now spectrum. That kind of karmic intensity was destiny.
Destiny.
According to the way I evaluate it, and probably you do too, that was destiny. There's unfortunately destiny factors. I've said many times on the show that I've done readings where I saw destiny equals death. I saw death coming, and there was nothing.
That could have been done to prevent it.
Nothing. I couldn't figure out any way to avoid it. Sometimes I told the person and tried to warn them and suggest it without saying it was destiny, but I thought of ways to maybe divert it or change it. Didn't work. When it's destiny, and when it's destiny, at least for this reader, a cold, horrible energy comes over me that is unmistakably dark. And then as I try to work through it in my mind quickly in a reading, there's no escape. There's no way out of it. And then, unfortunately for me, the vision occurs as to how it happens.
Well, it's interesting, too, because there's another national news story where a Mormon family in Mexico for a wedding, nine family members were killed by the drug cartel and, children and mothers. So, you know, in this regard, it's interesting because could it have been avoided if they... Well, I mean, obviously it could have been avoided if they didn't go on a trip, or would their demise have occurred here in the States?
Yes, drastically affected. They don't know if it was mistaken, because
identity,
they're driving these big
caravans,
recreational vehicles or something, that if it was another drug cartel that they mistook, or now it's a war against Americans because of the division that we have with immigrants and people for aliens coming over the border and all this trouble and the administration going against Mexico. So there is this we're fearing that there's a larger war going on and Americans may be targeted. However, they lived in a very high area of drug activity and violence and gangs and stuff like that. So
what you mean
the family?
Well, they didn't all live there. Some of them
were leaving there.
Well,
from the compound.
Right, but some of them were there because of a wedding. So they had traveled to Mexico. Others had dual citizenship because I don't know what they were doing, they're missionaries or whatever. But the question is, would this have occurred? You know, is this because they went to Mexico and they have karma on the land, which obviously they have karma in Mexico or they wouldn't have died there. But could it totally have been avoided if they didn't travel there, or was it destiny?
I think to me, these things are destiny. Unfortunately, sometimes accidents or things that can be avoided feel like destiny. But at least when I'm investigating these things and reading and or doing something personally, a different vibe comes over me about whether it was destiny or whether it was a tragic accident.
Well, then the question is, though, you know, had they not traveled to Mexico, would they have otherwise died, you know, in some tragic way because it was their destiny?
The destiny
you had to incorporate them going to Mexico.
But it's rooted. You see, it's rooted in the family roots that you got to go way back to trace why they even went there in the first place. There might have been ancestors, you know, a division. You don't normally think of Mormons going to Mexico.
I think that maybe there were family members that were missionaries there. They were getting married there and they, you know,
I
know some of them had dual citizenship, as I mentioned. So,
when we get into that destiny factor, I mean, I'm always alert to it because it's scary. There's an energy out in our world that has destiny substance in it. And I'm always cautious of it. Karma is bad enough when you're locked in a karma and you can be susceptible to some kind of accident because of karma and you're always on the alert. What we sometimes neglect to do is to be alert, to be always aware of our surroundings, and that can avert an accident or a disaster or something. So being alert is very important. We've really lost our, because of the comforts and the luxuries and all of our things that we surround ourselves with, we're not as alert as we should be. And we become very closed in sometimes.
Right. So there's, I mean, alertness and also a loss of instinct that one would have. I mean, if you think about living,
somebody, what do you call it when you go on the phone and you're talking to somebody? You're tapping buttons on the phone or texting. you know where I'm coming from. I mean, I know the word, escaped my mind.
Well, you don't
but
text,
now,
though.
Now texting causes death. Now our vehicles, we text. Now we have a vehicle and we're texting. And now innocent people are going to be killed, and they have been killed because of texting. Now, what happens with karma, deadly karma, is that it adapts to the
whatever environment.
It changes. It's adaptation. So, and that's the horrible storyline. That as we increase in our inventions, you know, stones to guns, guns to missiles, landlines to iPhones, and we end up, they become instruments that become part of the process of killing somebody. And, you know, well, did the texting kill them? Or did the person text and kill them? I think it's a marriage of two things. You know, sometimes it's texting. Maybe it was the radio. Maybe it was daydreaming. Maybe it was drinking. Maybe it was driving too fast. These things all contribute to the idea that we are not alert. We are not alert for the safety of others around us. We tend to think that we can live in our own little world, and that's the world. And we don't realize that when we live in our own little world, we can end up killing somebody because we aren't paying attention. And that's a crime. Now, is that karma? To some extent. But a lot of it's psychological, whether it's selfish psychology or whether it's emotional psychology. I just read where a woman drowned her two-year-old baby. What? Crazy. A woman has a baby.
Well, she probably had postpartum depression.
Oh, okay.
I'm just, you know, throwing that out there.
Unfortunate for the baby because the mother was depressed and drowned the baby.
Yeah, but why did the baby, you know, why was the baby born to a mother that ended
karma.
Up killing?
Karma
exactly.
And destiny
so,
is terrible.
So it's
a very serious thing. And I, in my age, I've come to, over the years, gather much more respect for karma and much more respect for destiny when that occurs. Although, of course, Chris and I try to fight destiny. Our job is to try to get people
change.
Out of trouble.
Yeah, change. And things can be changed. I mean, sheer destiny cannot, but there are softer destinies that can be adjusted and transformed.
Yeah, destiny can be combined with a diversion of willpower or change or prayer. These are very important things. You know, bottoming out and going through rehab and changing your life. But sometimes we have to learn the harder lessons before we come to any other conclusion. You know, this also involves terrorist attacks in churches and synagogues, innocent people worshiping, and they're killed. I mean, we don't live in a very friendly world. And us as agents of energy and interpretation of energy, we label some of this in the vocabulary of psychic agendas, that some of this is explained because of psychic energy as opposed to social energy or psychological energy.
Right. But, you know, it has to be said that even in situations like, for instance, where there's texting and driving and someone's killed, I venture to say that that is not always a fixed destiny. People have to exercise caution. I mean, me electrocuting myself, I wasn't being careful. I mean, I was not being careful. Wet hands, damp hands.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Paying attention.
I don't think that was destiny that I, got a shock. But.
But paying attention, that's what I was
saying. Right, I know.
That has nothing to do with destiny. If you pay attention, you can divert an accident, and it doesn't have to become something horrendous and tragic. So, and this occupies our sixth chakra. We have so little care for our mind. Our minds are filled with such frivolous things. Selfies and what we're going to eat and what we're
going
to buy.
Where we're going on vacation.
We fill our brains with such garbage. Very few of us, but there are many of us, but in terms of the populace and everything, very few of us fill our brains with sheer, considerably intelligent, intellectual, spiritual content. And I'm not talking about the people that do. I'm talking about the majority of the people who fill their heads with, quote, selfies, whatever that may be. And we're no longer paying attention to the world at large. I mean, how many people really read the paper? How many people really keep up with what's going on? Like our present administration says, you know, if it's happening 5,000 miles away, what do we care? Well, we should care. We should care about every part of the globe and what's going on our planet. This is a global planet. And when we go into denial, if we go into climate control denial and there's nothing happening, that too is a tragic note to be played. So we can't assume that we can have this little garden in any particular state or nation and not be concerned with the globular planet. And the same thing in our little world. We can't assume that because we're driving in a car and we're safe and we're doing what we want to do, that we can't be concerned with pedestrians and other drivers and intersections, the driver.
What's going on behind you, which a lot of people don't pay attention to.
We don't pay attention. From the smallest level
to
the largest.
You're driving.
At least on this show, we attempt to demonstrate what it is to pay attention to others. You know, we're not here paying attention to ourselves. We're not really selling ourselves. We're not bragging about ourselves. We're here as a service that we elicit to do, because this costs money to be on the show. This isn't free. We pay to do this, and we pay to do this to help others. We make a small contribution in our world to demonstrate that the world exists beyond our egos.
For sure.
It's nice to be involved and to help people, and it's fun to be psychic and entertaining and whatever, but the real matter is we are here to help. And I think that, and there are others that
right,
do much more than we do,
and if we,
of course.
Well, if we were involved in our egos, this would not be the show that we're doing. I mean, at all.
No.
We have our own.
So, and we sacrifice,
we make sacrifices
because
of our ego.
Why?
For sure.
We make sacrifices because we are aware that there is content now beyond life, that the environment of pure physical existence doesn't stop there, that there are other worlds, other universes, other realms, that there is an afterlife, there's consequences in that afterlife, or we're responsible for our soul, not just our body, and consequently our spirit. So it's very important that one takes care of one's soul, because that soul is going to be leaving the body at some point in time permanently and going on other journeys. And it's up to us to make sure that those journeys are as safe and secure as possible.
Aside from the fact that, you know, when you do get outside yourself, as interesting as self-development, developing your creative talents and all that can be, it really is enriching to get outside yourself and open yourself up to others.
And
on a spiritual level in terms
it's
of...
Crucial. It's crucial.
Other
basically,
worlds,
Chris and I are very private people. You know, we're not socialites. You know, we're not that type. But we step outside of ourselves and our private world to help others. And I think that it's just a crude example. There's nothing fantastic about us. But what it does is it sets an example for
Excuse
others.
Excuse me. No.
It sets an example for how others do it on a more massive scale.
Well, you know, right. And I mean, there's limitations on what two people can do, you know, in their own home. And, you know, there's people that are, you know, have a more, a bigger footprint in terms of how many people they're able to reach because of their fame or whatever.
World is split. Between the selfies and the other oriented consciousness that is involved in really being involved in helping others and being concerned and playing a part.
It's funny. I was reading something on Facebook. It was someone who posts selfies all the time. And she was saying, well, you know, people say selfies are, you know, ego-driven and all this. But, you know, it's about empowerment. And it's, you know, it was this justification, which I mean, I really didn't agree with. But.
To the really essence of empowerment is that it's a world-based consciousness. If you only empower yourself without empowering others, it's a selfie. To build an ego and not to help others. I mean, look at some of these actors that are so egotistical, and they're big names, but look at the contributions they make to help others. I mean, people like Brad Pitt and Tom Hanks and Leonardo
DiCaprio.
They get outside of themselves and they help others. Look at recently President Carter.
Which is actually an excellent example, because that's someone who really does.
Living in a modest home.
Very modest.
Doing Bible studies.
And he broke
others,
his hip. And then during his recovery, rather than, you know, take a break. He held a Bible study.
I mean, these are fantastic human acts that, regardless of what the politics are, or what movies they star in, or what songs they sing, these are people who have a consciousness and develop it. And more power to them if they don't flaunt their resources.
It's funny you mentioned
their luxuries.
I have to mention something real quick. Leonardo DiCaprio, there was this a while ago, an article about him, and he talks about the environment and conservation, but he has this yacht, which, I mean, it eats up resources, like,
right, this,
you know,
this,
gasoline.
This
I mean, it's a bit of a hypocrisy.
No one's perfect.
You know?
Yeah.
And neither, I mean,
incredibly diverse.
Yeah, we're all dependent
he's
on
now,
oil.
He's now doing, you know, the Swedish girl who, whatever, that girl that was against
Greta Thunberg,
yeah,
or something
now,
like that.
He's now promoting her, and they're doing tours and stuff. Well, it's all about, I think, the idea that, I don't know how we got on the soapbox. Maybe we were talking about destiny and consequences and how to divert that and how to correct the true balance of our energy. And that's important. Even Pat, as she's trying to help others, I mean, she's in a crisis herself. She's concerned about helping others. I mean, she does a thing with the dogs, and she walks the dogs. This Linda that called is concerned about it.
Who are they both still listening to? Yeah.
Those are people of quality. They're involved in their own crisis, but they don't solely live in their crisis. They're able to get out of their crisis and still be there for others and be concerned. And I think that's a contribution.
Absolutely.
That's a good human quality.
Absolutely. Well, we are out of time for now. So that's the cap of our contribution for the day. But we are back on Friday. So we hope that you join us then. We also hope that you follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Please do so. We really appreciate it. And we will speak to you on Friday. Bye-bye.